Clay Jenkins, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Great to be here.
You're just back from McAllen, where you visited one of those detention centers where a number of children are being held. What did you see there?
These children are being kept in holding cells, like the drunk tank at your county jail, in cells that are designed for one-fourth the number of children that are in the cells. There's no activity, no play area. The children are taking up every inch of the cells with their legs bunched up, sitting on the floor, some crying, some zoned out. These are children anywhere from the age of below one up to 17 years old. I saw babies in need of their diaper being changed, and I saw Border Patrol agents change that diaper and try to console that child.
Did this visit change your perception of the situation?
I wish I could take every North Texan down to see what we saw, because I think it would galvanize people behind the fact that in Texas, we don't turn our back on children. These are children that by no fault of their own are here. Whatever you think about the immigration debate or the reasons why the children are here, it's not the children's fault. And so what we're committed to doing is standing up temporary facilities to give our federal government time to build the permanent facilities so they can deal with this crisis. But right now, there are choke points at our military bases and at the border, and we're pulling people away from their primary jobs to do child care.
Let's talk about those centers you're setting up in Dallas County. You announced yesterday that two closed schools and a Parkland Hospital building will be used. What will these centers be like for the kids compared to where they are now?
Well, and these centers are not finalized because a very important part of this process is to hear from the community. But what these centers will be like is they'll be dormitory-style living with complete wraparound services from a federal contractor that will include nutrition, education, health care, and activities. There'll be an opportunity for people from the community to work with the contractor to come in and add to those services, add some compassion and warmth and some sense of normalcy back to the lives of these children who've been through so much.
The day before you went to McAllen, protesters in Southern California blocked buses of immigrants and kept them from a center similar to this in the town of Murrieta. They were yelling things like, go back to Mexico. What did you think when you saw that footage?
One, I think they're misinformed because these people aren't from Mexico. These children are from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador primarily. Only 2% of the unaccompanied minors that are currently coming across the border are from Mexico. I was saddened to see the lesser angels prevail in California, but I don't think that will happen here in North Texas. Part of what drove this decision is my faith, but not just my faith in a higher power, my faith in the leaders and the people here of North Texas. One of the things that we're good at here in North Texas is when a hurricane strikes or disaster strikes, we may disagree, but we'll put those disagreements down and we'll do the right thing. And I think particularly that's true in the case of children.
Judge, you're running for re-election this fall. And just 2 days after you announced that Dallas County would take in these kids, your campaign sent out a fundraising letter with the headline, I'm under attack and need your help. Did you worry that some people might find using these kids in a fundraising appeal inappropriate?
Well, I don't think my campaign used the children in any kind of an appeal. I think what they were saying was factually correct. I didn't go on blogs at every news story that was posted here in North Texas and equate this decision to help children as a reason to unelect me in November. Other people did that, and they sent out an inaccurate email. This really should not be about politics, regardless of whether you are Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, independent, libertarian. This is about children, and it's a core American value. That's what the Statue of Liberty is about. We don't turn our backs on children.
Judge Clay Jenkins, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.